Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Sasha Marina. And today's segment is Entertainment Life here at Kismet Radio. And our guest is Jose Resendez. He's a pro pop culture PR and influencer, which has over to the area of Los Angeles, as far as I've heard. So, furthermore, Jose is an award-winning expert based in like I mentioned, you know, influencer marketing, often pop culture. He's consulting currently with the Hispanicized Media Group on influencer programming. He curated Hispanicized content creators, track, and co-producer Daniel Tesla over 20 years. Without that is not even speaking about his personal projects, such as Los Angeles Con theme. So we're just waiting on Jose to call to the line, and we will be speaking with him real short.
In a drunken night, you told me we were never right. These sparks would never ignite. You packed your bag to me with a heart out on my sleeve. Ripped out and in 2 years in a drunken night, you told me we were never right. These sparks would never ignite. You baked me with a heart out on my sleeve, ripped out and left to bleed. Nothing stays the same when you're looking for a change. When you're looking for a change, I don't think that we ever said goodbye. And now I wonder why you're telling me our love was just a lie. How could it?
Back here on TSMS Radio, our segment tonight is Entertainment Life, and our special guest goes by the name of Jose Resendez. He is a overall digital marketing pro, from PR to marketing and the overall communications field. Jose has pretty much dabbled in everything, and it all came, from his bio and from what I read, it all came from just a simple internship with Sony that just pretty much, opened the doors to a new world, and he took off. So without further ado, we'll be speaking here live with Jose. Hey, Jose, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for speaking with us today. How's LA?
Good. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you perfect.
Oh, great. This is my first time doing a live podcast. I've done them in the past, but never live like this. So this is pretty cool.
This is awesome.
Yeah, LA.
I'm going to add into that. I've popped many people's cherries, just so you know, with podcasting. I have. I've it's crazy. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I just want you to know that this is a simple chat. This is just you and me talking about what you got going on, like two friends at a coffee shop. So, yeah. Let's start off with, first of all, it's been so long since I've seen you. I usually, come across, we cross paths and Hispanicize and such. And this is interesting because you are now consulting with them, and Hispanicize has completely, pretty much transitioned to Los Angeles. But I know that's a lot to speak about, and we'll leave that towards the end, because I want to talk more about you and your other projects, such as NostalgiaCon 80s, which is pretty interesting. What is that all about?
Yeah, so yeah, we have a lot to talk about. for NostalgiaCon, it's funny because I'm actually, right after this podcast, I'm doing a Twitter chat for them over on Twitter for promoting their conference that's coming up in Anaheim, California. It's going to be a conference that's based on all things pop culture that took place in the 80s. So usually that's going to include film, TV, music, fashion. It's going to be a pretty good time. That is actually produced by the original founders of Hispanicize. So next week I'll be announcing my partnership with them and a really cool road trip that I'm doing in support of that NostalgiaCon coming up. That's going to be in September here in Anaheim, and I'll be providing, you know, all the information on my social media. But yeah, just a celebration of all things 80.
And does that have anything to do with the team being 80s babies, like your passion for the 80s? Like, or was there like, where did that idea come from? Because I mean, like, I mean, there's things like, you know, the Comic Con, and there's cons, everything, and people just want with the same passion for, you know, for a theme come together, you know? So is that where this came from? That you guys were like drinking one day and you're like, yo, we should totally like do this conference based on the 80s.
Yeah. Actually the idea came from Manny Ruiz, one of the founders of Hispanicize. He came up with NostalgiaCon with his team. And yeah, there's a niche for everything. I mean, last year was my first time going to Comic-Con. I went with the Ultra Fiesta team, which is a media company based out of West Palm Beach. And we had a blast there at Comic-Con. And ever since going to Comic-Con, I've been on the radar for lots of cons, like you said. There's like Power Ranger cons and Dragon Ball Z cons and just different audiences. Yeah, and there's a lot of throwback themes too. You know, there's like classic cars and there's like classic fashion and this and that. So this one is specific to the 80s. So everything that took place in the 80s is there. I'm an 80s baby. I mean, I was born in the 80s. I'm more like a 90s kid. But yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to be unveiling a lot of information for that.
Wonderful. Now, I mean, like I mentioned early on, you're from Miami, not necessarily from Miami, you know, born in Texas, you know, transitioned to Miami, and now you've actually made it back to California. How was that for you? And what really gave you the push, you know, to make that big step?
Well, I was in Miami. I'm originally from Texas, from Port Arthur, Texas, which is outside of Houston. And right after high school, I moved to Miami for college. And while I was in college, I did my degree in marketing, and then I wanted to do something a little bit more creative. So I went to school for advertising, for my advertising degree. And part of that was I had to do an internship at an agency, specifically an ad agency in Miami. And I just didn't want to be the same at all, like all the other students in the major. So I really wanted to set the bar and just go for that Hollywood internship that everyone keeps talking about. So I applied for an internship at Columbia Pictures, which is at the Sony Entertainment lot here in LA. And I got it. And I was part of the Art Institute's program. So I was able to transfer with them because they had a location here in LA. And that internship, you know, like you said, it kind of like gave me that boost in my career. And I always knew that I wanted to do something in lifestyle and entertainment. And I dabbled a lot in fashion and pop culture. But just having that communications background with marketing and advertising, this internship was perfect. I did a lot of promo work for them, a lot of publicity. I got to work on some cool movie stuff. And it really opened my eyes to how the Hollywood industry works. And ever since then, I said, you know what? I want to hone in on entertainment. But I had to go back to Miami to finish school and graduate and all that. And then that's where all my jobs back then, somehow all roads led to entertainment. And I was at an agency, and that's how I met you. I was at Fleischmann Hillard PR agency. They're one of the largest PR firms in the world. And they have an office in Miami that specializes in Hispanic marketing. And there I did, you know, all kinds of accounts from, you know, all kinds of like Fortune 500 accounts from AT&T to Procter & Gamble to Johnson & Johnson and J.P. Morgan Chase. But no matter what the account was or what the gig was, I was always focused on that type of marketing where it was either an influencer or a celebrity, you know, and tying them back to social media as the medium to deliver those key messages. And somehow I always ended up, you know, working those red carpets and those award shows and integrating those campaigns into the overall plan. So, yeah, that's basically the summary of all that, how that happened. That's how I met you. I remember that.
That's what a small world it is. I mean, you never know where life is going to take you in your career and what experiences you might have. I myself did that Hollywood internship. Doing theater in FIU, and I'm like, well, you know, I had the summer off, and you know how they required you to do an internship, like, or take certain classes in the summer. Like, it's a requirement. You just have to take at least a class in the summer. So I did internship credits, and I went over to LA. You know, I was in a casting agency for three months, like, learning how to cast, learning how to even pick up accounts. Like, it's so crazy, like, the amount of work it takes, and people just don't understand how many fields and how many things you could actually dab into in this industry. It's just so broad. Right. And especially now that digital marketing is a thing, you know, you've become a well-rounded pro in all things marketing. And, you know, thankful to that, you've branched out to also have your own branding as an influencer yourself, you know, besides whatever brands you represent. So, you know, I want to talk like real nitty gritty stuff, like in your opinion as a professional, because people always have the dream to go to bigger and better places. Miami definitely is a different market. It's a different niche from all over the United States. It's its own little planet, you know, and people always think that LA, California, it's just like where it's at. That's the creme of the creme. You know, in your experience so far and in your field, how do you feel? Do you feel like the opportunity that, you know what I mean, that you have now being in that field over there, I guess, will make you a better professional or, you know, maybe reach different levels of your career?
Yes, for me specifically, you know, I can't speak on behalf of everyone, but I did basically all my 20s in Miami. You know, I was supposed to only go there for college and probably move back to Houston or something like that. But I ended up staying in Miami, and Miami is definitely a major city and a major player in all things pop culture and lifestyle. It's definitely a media capital. I call it like the Latino Hollywood, right? But it has more than that to offer, you know? But I felt like my time had run up in Miami, and I did all my 20s there. Now that I'm in my 30s, I wanted to do my 30s in LA. So it was more like a personal decision for me, but I'm glad you brought this up because my career has always been Hispanic focused. I've always worked in diversity and inclusion. And so because my career, my resume and all that is Hispanic, I'm following that path. And even though Miami is the capital for all things Latino in that sense, now as our generation is getting older and we have all the social media and digital marketing, like you said, I feel like the younger Latino market is actually leaning more towards English dominance versus being Spanish language dominant, right? So with that wave, I feel like I'm part of that. I feel like I'm riding that wave, and I'm saying, you know what? The market is moving this way. You know, a lot of Latino things, quote-unquote Latino things, are now mainstream. You know, so like the J Balvins and the Bad Bunnies and all that, you know, that's mainstream. That's just not Latino music. You know, they were just at Coachella. And then you have people like Selena Gomez, right? She was not necessarily a Latino celebrity. She's Latina, but she was never really bucketed as a Latino celebrity. But now she's noticing that that's a huge missed opportunity that she had. So now she's doing all these collaborations and things like that. And it's just like, she is mainstream Hollywood, but she's Latina. And so I just feel like that merge or that even that migration from Miami to LA is happening a lot. A lot of my colleagues, a lot of players in the game, they're moving to LA just to like step it up a little bit. Cause you do have to make that move either to New York City or to LA to just, you know, elevate your career or just try different things.
Yeah, definitely.
And vice versa. I've seen a lot of people move from LA to Miami. You know, if you want a career in Latino media and mostly Spanish dominant, then heck yeah, you know, you probably need to, you'll probably have Miami in your future. And so
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that either. You know, Miami's amazing and I miss Miami every day, actually.
You know, it is different. And you're right about people making that move to LA, like just more and more. My mom, you know, I mean, she's been in LA now for, I believe, 8 years, but she found herself a little Cuban community out there. And I was so surprised. I'm like, nah, Cuba's
oh, wow.
in LA for real. Like, where, you know what? I don't know. She lives in Glendale. Well, Los Feliz, I'm sorry. So she lives in Los Feliz, but she goes a lot to like this little known Cuban restaurant called Floridita. Yo no sé, está Floridita ese. And y hacen música cubana every night. Siempre hay una fiesta cubana ahí because they have like live bands. And you know, she's a salsa dancer,
yeah.
So she likes ese relajo. So, and from
awesome.
Going to that, yeah, so from going to that club, she met this Cuban community of, like, just a lot of Cuban musicians and artists that, and, you know, just people that you would have never thought you would have come across in Los Angeles. So it is a very, very big, you know, melting pot out there. And not just Latino, but from all over the world. It's insane. Like, I've seen
right.
cultures in, you know, in Los Angeles that I haven't even seen in Miami.
Right. Yeah, yeah. LA's crazy like that. I was going to ask
yeah.
you, is that Cuban community called Portos? Because here in LA, like, I miss the Cuban community, you know? And
yeah.
there's a few Cuban people that I know here, and even, like, Dominicans and Puerto Ricans, and I miss that Caribbean vibe so much. Everyone around me is either Mexican or Salvadorian, which I also
yeah.
love, you know?
Yeah.
I'm half Mexican, and I'm half Mexican, half Guatemalan. So when I moved to LA, I was like, yes, I get to like get, you know, reconnect with like my Mexican side. And that has been
yeah,
awesome.
Roots.
Yeah.
Good.
So next time you come to LA, we have to go to La Floridita. I actually have not gone yet.
Yeah, definitely. Dude, I'll just connect you with my mother. Cause she's quick like that. For sure. For sure. So, I want to shout out that you actually, from the things that you worked with Hispanicize, you know, transitioning a little over now to Hispanicize Media Group and stuff, you curated the content creators and co-produced the annual Tecla Award, right? And you're also
yeah.
involved with revamping the Los Angeles edition. What, you know, I noticed this coming with Hispanicize long time because you guys were doing your little, you know, one day, kind of conference in Los Angeles, and then it turned to 2 days and then 3 days, and now it's actually completely transitioned out of Miami.
Yeah.
You know, what was the idea behind that?
Yeah, for everyone that's listening, you know, Hispanicize is the go-to summit for all things Hispanic communications, and it has really focused on influencer marketing and social media. So
yeah.
it kind of just outgrew Miami because, like I mentioned earlier about that wave of the
yeah.
Latino Hollywood, Latino media coming to LA. To be honest, a lot of the major influencers and celebrities are based in LA on the West Coast. So there was a lot of, you know, having to fly those people into Miami. And I'm talking about numbers, like I'm talking about reach and audiences and followers and things like that. And I know people don't
yeah.
like to focus on that, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's a business. And
yeah.
the LA version of the conference, which takes place in the fall, it just kept growing and growing and growing. And I'm very honored and happy to have been part of that movement. And yeah, Hispanicize, you know, is coming back. They're going through some changes right now, which they'll be announcing those changes very, very soon. But I'm excited to be collaborating with them again as a consultant. I will be focusing on their annual Tekla Awards, which is the social media awards. And I'll be producing those here in Los Angeles this October during Hispanic Heritage Month. But yeah, it's all positive vibes there. Hispanicize, you know, keeps growing and they're coming back. They didn't have the Miami version this year because they merged it with LA, like you said. So, you know, and it's also the 10th year anniversary this year. And you know, it's just funny how life, you know, how things happen, right? It's the 10th year anniversary of Hispanicize, and the founder of that, Manny, is launching his new thing, NostalgiaCon, this year as well. So, you know, two different months, two different markets, two different things. And I wish them both the best, and I'm excited to be collaborating with both of them. For NostalgiaCon as an influencer and also consulting on their influencer strategy. And then with Hispanicize for the Tekla Awards, it should be a good time.
That's amazing, man. So, I mean, we're talking about all these projects. What about you personally? Your personal brand. Is there any new partnerships or any new sponsorships that you're working with? I saw that you were at Pride in Hollywood. That looks super, super fun out there. How was that experience?
Yeah, my personal brand, it's funny because I talk a lot about personal branding with my close friends. Personal branding is very important, you know. You may try to run away from it, but at the end of the day, like, you are your own brand, whether you like it or not. And so even if you're not in this influencer marketing world, you are your own brand when you are applying for a job, when you're in a relationship, and, you know, and all these things just in life. And so it's very important to try to maximize on that and just put your best face forward. And that's what I keep trying to do with my platforms. I had took a small hiatus earlier this year with social media, but I'm back. And like you saw, I did the partnerships with Pride. I went to Long Beach Pride with Blade newspaper, which is an LGBT newspaper here in Los Angeles, and we had a great time there. And then I did Los Angeles with Kiehl Skincare. I've been a huge fan of Kiehl Skincare for many years, and so I was super excited that they asked me to be in the actual parade with them. So I got to march in the parade here in West Hollywood. And that was so much fun, you know, just getting to meet like all the different LGBT icons and celebrities that fight for the rights and keep that spirit alive in a positive way for Pride Month. It was just an honor to be there.
That's amazing. And the overall vibe, I mean, everyone is so loving and peace and happiness out there. So, I mean, it's like a pretty much a family event, you know what I mean? It's a celebration that it's transforming. It's just transforming society completely. You know, the other day I had a friend that, you know, posted a sign of a gender neutral bathroom sign. As crazy as that sounds, you know what I mean? Or just to see that, it's like, wow, things are changing. You know, not everywhere. We still find, unfortunately, the not so good things and people out there saying, you know, things that shouldn't be. That overall things have changed. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Es como like your mom diciéndote, oye, tú sabes, no te ponga tatuaje. No, mami, ya hace 30, 40 años los tatuajes eran, tú sabes, ahora los tatuajes son una moda. Like, you ain't in if you don't got a little heart somewhere. You know what I mean? Las cosas han cambiado, and I'm very happy. And the reason why I'm saying this, because I work myself with, you know, a lot of brands down here, and I do a lot of events, and a lot of brands are embracing the Pride theme, you know, embracing the Pride Month, because they've realized that it's just something that has to be done. And the fact that, you know, these brands are taking up, you know, hiring people like you to, you know, to go and actually broadcast that in social media and speak about your experience at, you know, at Pride. And I don't know, I think it's great. And I'm happy that you're having fun doing all that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. You know, and you said one thing about brands, you know, leveraging Pride Month, and I think that that's awesome, you know, and the more the merrier. But we also have to be careful with brands capitalizing on Pride and just taking advantage of Pride Month. You know, it's not supposed to just be this once a year type of thing. You know, LGBT, that's people's lives, you know, and that's people's lives forever. It's not just in June. So it's, you know, you should be celebrating all lives, all year long. And for those brands that have, you know, an annual commitment and you know, are great to all peoples and all walks of life throughout all year, you know, kudos to them, you know. But the ones that are just taking advantage of Pride Month and just slapping a rainbow on their product, you know, you just got to be careful, because there's unfortunately, there's a lot of brands and products that do that. So just, you know, for everyone listening, you know, I feel like I had to say that.
Definitely. I mean, it's and you work in the field. I mean, I'm pretty sure that there's been sometimes things that you have to promote that have not been very clear to you. You know what I mean? But that's just the way, you know, the, you know, advertising and marketing is. Like you said, you know, not too long ago with Hispanicizes, at the end of the day, is a business. Like, we need people with top followings. We need people that are real, like, world influencers to attend, you know, Hispanicize, because, like you said, Hispanicize has turned into the go-to Spanish media conference. I've never heard before Hispanicize, I had never heard of a conference that brings together so many influencers, you know what I mean, that are multicultural, mm-hmm. not necessarily just Spanish speakers, but just people from all over the world with the passion for social media overall. So,
yeah.
Jose, go ahead, finish your thought.
No, yeah, I was just agreeing, you know. Yeah, for something like Hispanicize, like you said, you know, it's a gathering of the I think of it as more as like a gathering of the minds, because it's not just, you don't even have to be Hispanic to go to it.
Exactly.
You know, if you are a small business owner, entrepreneur, and you are looking to reach that market, you yourself may not be Hispanic, but your product is open to everybody, and you're trying to target that market in a business way. You know, you need to be open to going to these conferences. And, you know, it's not just about Hispanicize or my clients. It's about just educating yourself too, right? I was having a chat earlier that education is so important, you know, and someone had read my bio on your website and on your blog.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, they were like, oh, I like how you called out your education. And I'm like, yeah, you know, education is big. You know, it's not just about academics. It's about always learning, you know?
Yeah.
And as society, you know, as we go through society and, like, you know, we read all this news and then our president and, like, all these things, it's very smart of you to always be educating yourself. You know, go out there, read articles, listen to podcasts. I was listening to your podcast all week long. And you had, like a pop artist from Russia, and you had, like, you know, a acting coach, you know, and I'm like, let me listen to them, because I'm not a pop artist and I'm not, you know, an acting coach, so I can learn something. So, you know, it's just going to these conferences, you know, sometimes they are costly, but it's an investment for you and for your brand and for your business. So, yeah, I like that.
Definitely. I appreciate you actually taking the time to do that, because it's crazy, you know, how many random people I've interviewed, but I love the different story that everyone has behind their passion. Like, everyone has came from a different walk of life, and something different has always brought them to where they are now. You know, you, it was that internship in Sony. You know what I mean? That opened the doors to you. For some, it's been, I don't know, listening to their uncle play the guitar, and that got them into music, which is crazy, you know, but that's how life is. But yeah. Jose, man, I appreciate you taking this time talking with me. I know you got to prep for this, you know, Twitter chat and everything you got going on, so I'm going to let you go. But thank you again for being here on TSMS Radio and our segment tonight, Entertainment Life. I hope to be, you know, maybe at one of your events soon or maybe in LA one day. We cross paths again.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast radio. It was a pleasure talking to you, catching up. Yeah, and definitely when you're in Los Angeles, you know, hit me up. We can reconnect. And then for everyone listening out there, you know, thank you so much for like the DMs and for commenting and for, you know, sending your thoughts and things like that. I'll be replying to everybody. And yeah, let me know if you ever want to do this again. I'm always down to chat. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. And just a quick note there for everyone. Feel free to follow Jose on Instagram at the Jose Resendez or on Twitter, Jose Resendez. You can find it here on Blog Talk Radio or on our blog. Okay. Thank you, Jose. You have a good night.
All right. Gracias. Bye.
Bye. There you have it. That's Jose Resendez. He's a pro pop culture PR and influencer, overall, you know, communications expert. So feel free to follow him. And if you're in the Los Angeles area and, you know, you need someone with a little experience or, you know, just a little advice on anything, you know, give Jose a DM on the Instagram. He's a very professional person, has, like you heard, he's worked with Fortune 500 brands for the past 15 years. So pretty sure you can learn something from this guy. Thank you all so much for tuning in and have a good night. Bye-bye.